Yes, so what's your name and who do you work for, or why are you here today?
So my name's Angela Christinis and I work on the carer support service for Mind in Croydon.
Fantastic. Okay, and so what kinds of things have you been doing to celebrate Carers Week?
We've done a lot of outside presentations for other organisations during the week, so we've been invited along to the Home Office, the Council, Sainsbury's, to give some information and advice to staff who might be carers, so that was really interesting, it was good. And then today our own event was a pampering session.
Fantastic.
Different events.
Thank you.
And so why do you think it's important to have something like Carers Week?
I think it's important because people, it's just something that takes them away from caring responsibilities for a little while. I think that's the feedback I've had today, is that people have just enjoyed somebody making a fuss at them, or somebody looking after them for half an hour, 10 minutes, whatever. Just something that's a bit different from the normal everyday responsibilities. And I think, and with a week of events, and when it all comes, when it's all advertised and the way CNCA put it together, I think carers as well, they may know about the particular group or organisation that they're involved with, but not be aware of other groups or organisations. So when they get then the leaflet with all the different events, they can be, you know, introduced to somewhere different maybe for support, somewhere they hadn't tried before.
Fantastic. And what are the kind of some of the difficulties or challenges do you think carers are facing? I know they're quite diverse, but...
I suppose particularly in mental health, because that's what we work in, I think carers face a lot of isolation and often, you know, dealing with what can be potentially difficult circumstances and behaviour, and it's very difficult for the carers to actually find someone who understands this and relates to this. And I think all caring roles, of course, are very demanding, but I think sometimes particularly mental health, it's not as obvious to outsiders when you're caring for someone with a mental health problem, and yet it can be equally as demanding, if not more.
Yeah, and do you think more could be done to support carers, maybe with those with a mental health needs?
I do think it needs really to be looked at. Yes, I think particularly with regard to respite, crisis support. I think these are two areas, and housing. So three main areas. Yes, people are often living in an environment which. Be very restrictive. It's very, very difficult to find supported housing for people with mental health problems and people who actually need support. So they rely very much on family and carers. And of course, the other issue, as I say, was crisis support. So the crisis support, whenever there is a particular incident, often it's really just the police. And they can be called, but really there needs to be much more intensive support.
So what's been the best thing about Carers Week for you?
Well, for myself, I think getting out and about and meeting carers, that we think we do all the advertising and we think we've sent out all the literature, and then to be out somewhere and somebody said, oh, I didn't know about that, that's great. And so, you know, you've given something useful to someone. And that is good, that's great. And then something like today, just to have people say they've just really, really enjoyed having a little bit of time to themselves, having someone bring them a cup of tea and a bit of cake, and that's nice, it's lovely, it's important.